Hi guys, it's Sandy Cruz from Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen, and I'm here to show you that balanced living works, and we're going to have a lot of fun while we do this, so hang tight. Hi everyone, this is my little preamble before I cut through to the interview with Linda Lukovic on essential oils. Just wanted to update you guys, I am currently working on building a whole new website. It's going to look similar, but I'm going to have a whole lot of features that a few people have been asking me about, such as a big one is my recipes, actually. So there will be recipes on there that will be searchable, that will be printable. I'm finally going to get that on there. I'm also going to have my podcast there, and I'm going to work on getting show notes out there. I'm a one-woman show, so I'm working on developing all the platforms for Sandy K Nutrition. I'm probably going to eventually change the branding even. It's probably going to be just Sandy K. Because as many of you have seen, I'm focusing more on a lifestyle, a health and lifestyle for women over 40. Because it's not just about nutrition. It's not just about exercise. At our age, I feel it's very important to live a balanced life. And I see a gap in our age category with the ability to show us how. I live it every day. I'm never going to pretend that I'm perfect. I'm not going to say I'm a saint and I eat perfectly all the time. I'm also not going to say that, oh, I never drink. No. I do everything that every other woman I know out there does. Except the difference is I'm here as an advocate for us women to say, here's how we can do it all a little bit and still be balanced and still be healthy. So really, that's what my entire brand is about, ladies. It's all for us. It's not about the negative aspect, although sometimes I might cover some stuff that isn't great. It's about authenticity. It's about honesty. And it's about aging gracefully and going into your 40s, 50s, 60s, feeling good. Sure, we're all going to have setbacks. I have my own little setbacks. I'm not perfect. This is no guarantee that you're never going to have health problems. All it's going to do, if you follow a balanced lifestyle, is your goal and my goal is to feel good or feel great most of the time. So please go to anywhere you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe, rate, review. It will really, really mean a lot for me and for this podcast to get out there to more ladies who need it and who want it. It's just going to help Sandy K Nutrition get out there. Also, please go to my website, sandyknutrition.com, and subscribe to my mailing list, because eventually you're going to get all the new recipes. You're going to get my blog, which I'm sure many of you have noticed I've become way more consistent at. So I'm getting a blog out weekly now. I'm developing YouTube very slowly, but surely. And yeah, so I would really appreciate your support in this journey, because really, it's all for you, ladies. It's all for us as a group, women supporting women. Anyway, I will now cut through to the interview with Linda Lukovic on essential oils. Thanks, guys. Oh, and one more thing. I am so sorry at the start of the interview. Listen, I am a novice here. I'm learning, but there are a few little noise interruptions and vibrations from my phone. That won't happen again. My apologies. Now, here's Linda.
This is Linda Lukovic. She is the co-owner of Balance Point Health Center in Oakville. She is also a registered holistic nutritionist, a yoga teacher, an essential oils educator, which is why I have you on my show today. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
And today I have Linda on the show because we are going to talk about oils, essential oils, and how they can help with stress, anxiety, and even depression. So, Linda, I actually, you're going to laugh because before I came and recorded this, I sprayed myself with some negative energy clearing and I've got my Intune beside me because it really, really helps me focus.
So, oh, I love it.
The first question, I'm going to ask more of a wider question on how does essential oil, how do they actually work with the body?
Yeah, so that's a great question because I think most of us, when we hear or see essential oils out in the market, we think that it's just a smell, right? It's really just designed to make your house smell great or, you know, just used as a smell and it doesn't do anything. But there is so much chemistry in an essential oil because they are from plants and plants have a lot of intelligence in them. So the essential oils are extracted from different parts of the plant. So like it depends on what essential oil we're talking about. Sometimes it's the root, sometimes it's the bark, sometimes it's even the resin, like in frankincense. But what happens is we extract the essential oils in pure form, and those essential oils are kind of like the intelligence of that plant. So it keeps that plant alive. It helps it to reproduce. It helps to keep certain diseases away. So it's so powerful. And so if you just really think about that intelligence being translated into your body, that's sort of how essential oils sort of work. And I can tell you a little bit more about how to use them, and that'll sort of explain how they work in the body. If you want me to go there, yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah?
Let's do, how about this? Because it just seems like everybody in the world is dealing with stress. I mean, that was my morning this morning. So that's why I was spraying myself. Not that I have negative energy right now, but I was spraying myself with essential oils, and I make my own little concoctions. And I did that just to kind of clear whatever was going on. So maybe let's start with stress because everybody deals with it.
Yeah. And I love that you're doing that because that's really how the essential oils can really help people. It's using them proactively to deal with the stress that we face. So, yeah. So let's talk about stress and how, you know, what's happening in your body. So on first hand, you know, you might hear that stress can actually be good, and it can. It can actually help you perform better. But the problem with stress is that when it happens over the long term and your body sort of never gets a chance to sort of calm down after a stressful situation, and I'll explain what's happening biochemically in a second, it can cause a lot of stress to your adrenal glands. And so what happens is when you face a stressful situation, so let's say, I don't know, you get a call from your school about your kid, something happened in the playground. What's the first thing that happens? Usually if you feel like sometimes you get like a little tingle through your body. Do you ever have that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You almost like hit someone when you're driving on the road. You get that like that wash of a feeling over your body. That's actually your body releasing cortisol. And that can is great in the short term because it goes and it sort of helps your body to deal with that stressful situation. So, you know, if, you know, way back in the day, if you were, you know, facing a stressful situation, like a tiger was about to attack you, what that would do was it would shunt all of your energy to important parts of your body to keep you alive, like your legs, your arms, so that you could run away from that animal. But what happens in modern day is that your body is doing that. And what's happening is your energy, when that cortisol is released, is going away from important body systems, like your hormone system, like your digestive system and your immune system. And so think about the impact of that over the long term if your body never gets out of that stress state.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it can be really, really damaging. if you're not kind of managing that cortisol throughout the day. And so it's funny you mentioned Intune. That's actually something I'm using right now. And I use that proactively because it helps you to focus, but it also helps to manage stress and anxiety. So it's a really great one. You know, when you're feeling a little bit nervous about something or you really want to be focused and have your full attention on.
No, I agree. Yeah. I actually have it in my home office, and I have, that's where I'm talking to you from. And yeah, my daughter often does her homework in here, and I leave it in here because I find it really helps with her. And so, you know, that's actually a perfect segue to teens because I have two teenagers and it's like I'm constantly helping them deal with stress, anxiousness for tests, exams, that sort of thing. So talk to me about teens. I mean, I think they're definitely huge market for this.
Well, I have one of those. And so, I can definitely speak from experience as well. And it's a stressful world out there right now. And it's not just, you know, exams. Like, we used to write exams when we were younger, but we have different stresses in our life that we don't really see, you know, like a buildup of toxins, you know, the environment that we're dealing with. And so much of that layered on top of like maybe a test or something can create a feeling of more stress in the body. So I think that's why our younger kids are really struggling, and Wi-Fi and, you know, technology and all of that. Right. That's a whole other chat. But
yeah,
so they do have higher levels of stress, I believe. And so the essential oils can be really helpful because what's happening is when you, and so I love that you diffuse, because diffusing is probably one of the most powerful ways to use essential oils. Because if you think about it, like if you've ever been like had surgery where they had to put you out, you know how they put that mask over your face?
Yes.
And they tell you to count backwards from 100 and you fall asleep in like three counts. You're just breathing in a chemical, right? And it just shows how powerful inhaling a scent can be to your body. It puts you right to sleep.
Oh, I never even thought of that. That's amazing. Yeah.
So essential oils are, what they're doing is they're going in through the nasal passageways and in through the olfactory nerve, and they're making their way to the limbic part of your brain. Now, if you think back to, you know, studying the brain, the limbic part of the brain is like that part of the brain that manages all the unconscious systems in your body. So for example, your heart rate, your hormone system, your stress levels, that sort of thing. So it's sort of, so it has direct control over those autonomic systems. So you'll see in like loads of studies that essential oils can actually lower blood pressure, for example.
Right.
Right. Or heart rate. And so it really, it's the chemistry of the oils that are doing this. And so just by inhaling an essential oil, you can create a feeling of calm. And
so here's the thing that I absolutely love. So I know a lot of people who are really true believers in holistic and natural ways to deal with all sorts of issues and ailments. And then I have a lot who say that this is woo-woo stuff.
Yeah.
And so you actually explaining how it affects the brain and how it gets to that part of the brain where it can calm the entire body. I love that. I love it.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a skeptic myself. Like, I'll be honest, when I first was, you know, learned about essential oils, I was that person. I was like, what? That can't do anything. Like, I just didn't get it.
Right.
So I dove in and studied it and really wanted to understand it. And it's really interesting. And, you know, if you really kind of dig in, it's not woo-woo at all, because there are studies happening out there. And, you know, even, you know, as we speak, doTERRA, which is the oil company that I love, because of their commitment to purity and quality, but they're partnering with a lot of universities and even hospitals.
I love that.
To introduce their oils into some of their treatment regimes. And they're also testing the oils, because what they found is that quality matters, right? And so they're getting more consistent clinical study results now that they're using doTERRA essential oils, because they're more pure and potent than maybe some of the essential oil studies that they did in the past. So that's kind of cool.
Okay,
like,
so,
you know,
question though, a lot of Canadians, I will say, because I'm one of them, I was first, okay, so I've known about essential oils for many, many years, but on a larger scale, I was first introduced to essential oils through that Canadian company called Sage.
Right.
And yes. I'm not, you know, we're not here to bash any companies or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I do like to understand. So here's my question, because I personally, you know, I really like doTERRA oils. I also use Sage now and again, but I don't understand why the lavender from, and this is a question, I don't know if you'll be able to answer it, but the lavender from Sage will smell different than the lavender from doTERRA. Can you answer that?
Well, there, that's a great question, Sandy. And there could be a couple of reasons for that. So the first reason is that, believe it or not, but 80% of the essential oils on the market right now are adulterated. And really what that means is that companies, like, it's become a big business, right?
Right.
And so companies are taking an essential oil and they're either diluting it, they're maybe not testing it thoroughly. And we guess what? We don't have really a great testing body in Canada to test our oils that regulates, you know, what we put in our oils. So you could be getting weeds in there mixed in with the lavender, and they sort of use different chemical constituents and play with the scent a little bit. That could be what's happening. Or there could be a little of, like, sometimes the crops are different, right? Because depending on what oils you're using, but doTERRA does source from the regions that plants grow naturally, natively. So they find that that quality is best.
Yes, I've read that.
And so sometimes maybe the soil was a little bit different, or maybe the climate was a little bit different. So that batch might come out smelling slightly different. And but it's highly tested. doTERRA uses the Aromatic Plant Research Center to do all their testing. And it's like a neutral body in the United States. And they kind of test for quality. So if the batch is not good, they'll turn it back.
But that's
probably
like that.
Why it smells different. It's probably, if it's from Sage, it's probably diluted. And I'm not sure about the adulteration, but I know that if you ask the staff, they don't often, they can't often answer your question about how the testing is done.
Okay. And then what about if you're buying, so let's say I go to Whole Foods and I buy some oils at Whole Foods, the same thing can happen with those as well, whether diluted or
and that's the thing. It's a lot of companies do dilute, and, you know, partly I don't mind the reason. It's because it makes it safe, because the straight up pure oils are really, really potent. Like one drop of peppermint doTERRA is equal to like 28 cups of peppermint tea, so super potent. And so if you're not educated about the oils, you might put that on neat or straight and you know, create a bit of an irritation. So some, you know, some oil brands decide to dilute.
But I've done that before. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Linda.
Have you?
I think I put too much of something in the bath and then ended up like, it felt like my skin was burning. Oh, so be aware.
Exactly. I had one client who actually used doTERRA, the oregano, and she ate it off a spoon, because I think a lot of people are used to that oil of oregano that's pre-diluted. And it burned her lip off, like the skin peeled right off.
Okay.
So you do have to be careful, but
so, be careful.
So back to the Whole Foods, just because it's being sold at Whole Foods, which you think, oh, is like a super legit healthy store. Again, like there's nothing regulating those oils companies. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting that. So the label could say pure peppermint essential oil, but you don't really know, like, because of the labeling requirements are very vague. You don't really know what's in there until you do your own research.
Okay. So. Well, that really answers my question as to why, because I always wonder that, like, why does some oil smell different, but they're all lavender and they all say pure lavender. So that's great. Thank you for that. So in terms of stress, which particular oils, because I'm sure everybody wants to know, are best in dealing with stress?
Okay. Well, probably the most common one that you may have heard of is lavender, which we've talked about. So lavender is the most well-known. It's been around forever. There's tons of studies that show how effective it is because of the linalool in it. So they're always testing the linalool. And it's a really great oil to deal with sort of anxiety, It's a nice oil to deal when you're sort of in like a panic situation and your heart is racing and you know your cortisol is high. It can be a very, very calming essential oil. I love it at the end of a day. Like I'll sometimes add just a drop of lavender into a tea. And if you actually put it into a regular tea, it makes it taste like Earl Grey, which is kind of neat. No, I don't love Earl Grey, so I just have it straight up. But it can be a very calming way to just sort of like relax and ease into a good night's rest. But you could also use it just by diffusing it in the day or diluting it in a roller bottle and rolling it onto your wrists and your pulse points. And it's a great way to sort of keep you a little bit balanced and calm throughout the day. So that's probably the most popular one.
Okay.
If you don't, I know a lot of people don't love the smell of lavender. So there's actually another one called spikenard, which has almost the same constituents as lavender, but it's like, we call it the man's lavender.
Oh!
It does the same thing. Yeah, it does very similar things. So it's called spikenard.
Oh,
personally,
cool.
I don't love the smell of it, but it's an option. So
okay. And then just back to what you were saying about putting lavender in tea, are all like, because I've heard that some essential oils are safe to ingest, whereas there's other ones that are not.
Yes.
So is lavender always safe to ingest, or does it matter of this, like what source?
Yeah, definitely the source matters.
Okay.
Yeah. So doTERRAs are designed, they're therapeutic grade oils. So they're actually designed to take internally. So you can take those ones internally. Now, any other bottle that you'll find on the shelves, with the exception of Young Living, I think theirs is also designed for internal use, but the other ones I would just use topically and aromatically.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So stress. So those two are best
yeah, so those
for
are
stress.
Great. Yeah. There's another great oil that you'll probably hear about is Roman chamomile. So that also is a great oil for when you're sort of in that panic attack situation, or even like slightly paranoid about something, like worried that something's going to happen, kind of thinking future. And
so anxiety. What is
exactly.
it called again?
So that Roman fight or flight response. It's called Roman chamomile. So you may have heard of that, like chamomile tea. So that's been used in natural health for a while as well. So you can definitely add that to your tea as well. Or you can just dilute it onto your temples and your neck. Also fantastic in the bath. If you want to sort of wind down at the end of the day, it's a great one to add to the bath.
Okay. And, so I would categorize that more like, okay, stress and anxiety, they kind of go hand in hand, but I like that one's really specific for somebody who's having some pretty major anxiety.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The citrus oils, fantastic for anxiety.
Okay.
And they have something called D-limonenes in them, which is amazing for, you know, so many different things. One being reducing cortisol levels, like we talked about earlier, that's your stress hormone. And it's also great for lymphatic drainage. So it encourages the body to sort of release some of those, you know, toxins in our body. It's a great one for sort of emotional worry and anxiety, bergamot.
Okay.
Bergamot specifically, it's kind of like your oil for sort of self-acceptance, you know, everything's okay. It's citrus, so most citrus oils are uplifting. So if you're feeling a little bit low, maybe emotionally upset, then bergamot is a great oil for that.
Oh, great. Okay.
And any citrus as well. Like you'll find that if you're feeling low, you can pretty much grab any citrus essential oil. And because of those D-limonenes, it's really going to help to boost. And there are studies to show this, that it does raise your mood and your feelings of happiness.
Okay. So that's a good segue into depression, right?
Okay,
because let's face facts, our climate right now. Okay. Although I found this winter here where we are, it hasn't been that bad in terms of sunshine. We've had sunshine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a big thing that we deal with in our area of the world, is that whole, you know, feeling down in the dumps at this time of year. So what would you recommend for that?
Well, a great oil for depression and low feelings is frankincense and I mean, citrus as well and lavender, but frankincense tends to be that oil. It's probably one of the most powerful oils out there. You'll always hear, you know, people who know oils talk about when in doubt, use frankincense because it can help with so many different things. But the way frankincense works, so it's often used for spiritual things as well. So if you notice like incense, they used to burn it way back.
And yes, I have some.
Yeah, exactly. Remember way back, everyone used to burn their stuff. And it was referenced in the Bible most often, you know, tons of different cultures use it. The Egyptians used it. Very, very powerful. So we've known for a long time that it's very powerful. And it's got something called pinene in it. And what that does is it reduces inflammation. And because essential oils are like tiny, they're not like olive oil in the way that oils are. They're tiny, tiny molecules, and they have the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier and to get actually inside the cells. And so with depression, there's sometimes, you know, a link between inflammation of the brain, like your brain's inflamed. And so frankincense has the ability to sort of calm that inflammation. So it can also be great for like migraines and headaches and, you know, anything, any issue of the brain. So it's a very balancing oil. Like when it's a tree oil. So most tree oils are grounding and there are studies that show it reduces heart rate and blood pressure. And so it's a really good oil for that.
That's great. Okay. And what else, like in terms of depression, what about peppermint? Because everyone talks about peppermint for headaches. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Peppermint's a really great energizing oil. And so when you're leading kind of like, if you ever have like a foggy brain, that's what peppermint's great for. It's sort of like, it raises alertness, and it's that menthol in the peppermint, and it just kind of leaves you feeling more clear and open. And so peppermint can be great for that. And doTERRA actually has some really neat blends that combine like the mints with the citrus. And those are fantastic when you're feeling like a little bit low. There's one that's called Motivate that comes to mind. And it's that blend. Because it really does work. Like it does kind of give you that little boost when you're feeling a bit low.
Great.
Yeah. Like, I mean, outside of oils, it's hard to just talk about oils because I mean, depression is so complex, right? Like, you know, you want to be addressing gut health, and yeah, actually an essential oil that really helps with gut health is ginger.
Yeah.
So it helps with inflammation of the gut lining. And so I think we know as nutritionists, and I think most people have heard that whole gut brain connection thing. So if you do have depression, then you'll definitely want to be focusing on your gut health and really working on that, like leaky gut. If you've heard of leaky gut, sometimes that is a link in depression. So, you know, taking a very holistic approach to depression is really important. But there are definitely some great oils, like I said, frankincense, peppermint, lavender together are great. And then, you know, just ginger, like maybe adding ginger to your tea, to some of your recipes, even in coffee, it's pretty good.
I've never tried that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Cool. And that can really help as well.
So the one thing I do want to talk about, since, you know, you and I are both nutritionists, is that, we are talking about essential oils as really an add-on to living a healthy, balanced life. So if you go to think, okay, I'm going to try this frankincense and it's going to cure all my problems. Mm-hmm. Like I just want to talk about that. So being, you know, a nutritionist and really holistic health, there's no, you know, one pill to cure all ills. And essential oils are an amazing add-on to a healthy and balanced life. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Linda?
Yeah, like you said it exactly. And I think what I like most about them is that they're almost like a gateway to making healthy changes. And I'll tell you a story actually about one of my clients who came to me way back, probably about 4.5 years ago when I first started kind of really diving in. And she had a lot going on in her life. She was overweight. She had not really eaten very healthy her whole life. You know, she was like, you know, the muffin, the bagels, just survived on, you know, high sugar foods her whole life, was depressed. She had just lost her dad, was super depressed to the point where she couldn't get out of bed. And she was really struggling. And, you know, if I had asked her at that point to, let's say, make some diet changes, she probably would have, you know, laughed and just, you know, didn't hear a word, not hear a word I said, because she was so low, right? And so she started using essential oils. And sometimes just, you know, it's, they're easy, right? They're easy. You to just smell an oil. It'll might give you a little bit of energy and encouragement to just do something different. And so fast forward to now, she has lost tons of weight. She's so amazing. She's so happy. Her migraines have disappeared. She said migraines, and her achiness in her body is gone. And she feels fantastic. And I love it. Yeah, that it was really essential oils that helped to move her down that path. I mean, she ended up doing keto, and that really worked well for her, but she wouldn't have done keto had she not had a little bit of a boost from those essential oils. So I do believe that they are a big piece of the puzzle, but they're not, yeah, like you and I know, there's so much more. And you know, when you look at all the different angles, that's when you start seeing real healing.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add, Linda, that we didn't talk about or didn't cover?
Let's see. I think just do your homework. I mean, we talked about a lot of different things. So you might sort of just be feeling, oh, like, where do I even start? And I would say that just really think about, what are your top two goals right now? And kind of work backwards. Like, if your top goal is that, oh my goodness, I'm not sleeping, then I would say just, you know, work on that. And you could reach out to either of us for ideas on how to work on that, and just do one thing at a time. Because when you kind of, it can be a complicated subject is what I'm trying to say here. But if you just start with one goal at a time or two goals at a time, you'll be more successful in your healing.
But oh, I love it.
Yeah. But I mean, there are many, many other oils and I could talk about here, like vetiver for focus, and, you know, very helpful for ADHD kids. So that's fantastic. And
Linda? Sorry.
It's called vetiver.
Vetiver.
It's a great oil. It's actually in the Intune blend by doTERRA.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So if you have that busy brain, and a lot of women do these days, because we're doing a million and one things, not just women, men as well. And so that can be a really
helpful. We're better at doing a million things, aren't we?
Yeah. Or we hide our stress better. I don't know. but it helps to calm the brain and encourage a good night's sleep. So I just wanted to mention that one. And also, there are some really great blends that I would feel bad if I didn't mention them.
Okay.
One is fairly new and it's called Adaptive, and it's a blend that has lavender and some other key essential oils that really help with anxiety. And same with Balance. Balance is a tree-based oil, and that was a life changer for me personally, because I did struggle with anxiety on and off, and that literally changed everything. So
amazing.
So there are lots of other oils that you can try. But just work with someone who knows the oils, and don't feel like you have to have all the answers yourself right away. And you really have to experience it, because, you know, it's so easy to be skeptical, and you should be skeptical. So ask the questions and then just start trying them and see where they take you.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to all of you ladies out there listening, if you do want more information, you can send me a message through this podcast. You can talk to me. I can put you through to Linda, who is really the expert in essential oils. She is my go-to, really, for anything essential oils. This lady knows her stuff. And I would have to agree with her. If you have something specific that you'd like to work on, please, you know, get in touch with me. I can get you in touch with Linda, no problem. And so thank you so much, Linda, for coming and talking to me today. I think a lot of our listeners are interested in this, and this is a very good discussion to start with.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Sandy. I could talk about this for hours. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Linda.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join me next week, guys, where we might talk about topics such as parenting your teen, or how about how to tap into your own intuition. Looking forward to it, guys. Please go to Sandy K Nutrition anywhere that you listen to podcasts, rate, and review. Talk to you soon.